Peace be with you all.
弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
We are going to have an evangelical service and special communication starting from our this Wednesday, coming Wednesday.
在下礼拜三就开始我们的灵恩布道会。
We all know that this event is one of the two major events in our local church.
灵恩布道会在本地教会来说。 今年是两次中的一次。
God want to use these two opportunity to revive the soul of brothers and sisters and to preach the gospel to all mankind.
神要这个机会来让我们的灵性来重新的来增长，然后并且让我们的福音传到我们的社区中。
So may the Lord help us so that all the brothers and sisters can be mobilized. To protect this holy work.
所以愿所有的弟兄姐妹，愿神感动所有的弟兄姐妹能够来为这件事情来积极的来做工。
Therefore, today we shall discuss about the evangelism and the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要用这个宣道与圣灵的题目为大家做勉励。
We will talk about the evangelism needs the sending of the Holy Spirit.
我们谈到宣道需要圣灵的降临。
The evangelism needs the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
宣道也需要圣灵的带领。
The evangelism needs to have the fullness of Holy Spirit.
宣道更需要圣灵的充满。
We shall discuss upon the three points.
我们就按这三点来讨论。
Before one can goes out to preach, he got to be sent by the Holy Spirit.
所以当一个人要出去宣道的时候，他必须是被圣灵所差遣的。
Jesus was without expectation, with exception.
主耶稣是一个例外。
He was not in with exception, 也没有例外。
主耶稣也没有例外。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
来看路加福音第四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
路加福音四章十八节。
Luke 4, verse 18.
四章十八节。
This is a prophecy from the book of Isaiah concerning the ministry of Jesus Christ.
这实际上是在以赛亚书中关于主耶稣的一处预言。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19.
路加福音四章十八节十九节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed. Verse 19.
19节.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The Bible here says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus Christ.
圣经中这里讲到, 神的灵在主身上。
And this kind of coming down of the Holy Spirit, the Bible used the term anointed on Jesus Christ.
圣灵降在主耶稣身上，这里用的言语来描述这个是用膏来膏他。
Therefore, he was able to preach the gospel.
这样子他才可以去传福音。
He was able to send to do all the good works.
这样子他还可以去做被差遣去做所有的圣工。
So without the sending of Holy Spirit, Jesus would not go out to preach.
所以如果圣灵没有差遣的话，主耶稣不会出去传福音。
So before Jesus went out, he was baptized in the Jordan River.
这是为什么他来出来传福音的时候，他首先要在约旦河受洗。
Immediately after he came up from the water, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove on him.
他从水中刚刚上来的时候，圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他身上。
A voice spoken from heaven.
天上有一个声音。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
Who I am well pleased.
这是我所爱的。
Therefore, from that moment on, Jesus was sent to evangelize.
所以从那个时候开始，主耶稣被差遣来传福音。
Before disciple was able to go out to the nations, they were sent by Holy Spirit also.
在门徒到各国去传福音的之前，他们也是被圣灵所差遣。
Let's turn to John chapter 20, verse 21.
来看约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20, verse 21 and 22.
约翰福音二十章二十一节跟二十二节。
John 20:21-22。
约翰福音二十章二十一节、二十二节。
So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you." 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they were retained. Jesus said, as the Father has sent Jesus, the same token, Jesus will send the disciples.
主耶稣在这里说，就像天父怎么样来差遣他一样，他也这样子差遣这些门徒。
So how did the Father send Jesus?
天父是怎样子来差遣主耶稣的呢？
By anointing him with Holy Spirit.
就是用圣灵来膏他。
How did Jesus send the apostles?
主耶稣怎么样来差遣门徒？
By breathing on him and prophesying that they shall receive Holy Spirit.
向他们吹口气来预言说他们要受圣灵。
So that's why Jesus asked them to stay in Jerusalem, do not go out to preach yet.
所以这是为什么主耶稣告诉他们聚集在耶路撒冷还不要出去。
They need to wait for the coming of Holy Spirit, the promise of Holy Spirit.
他们要先要等待圣灵的应许。
Jesus said, "I have told you, you will receive the baptism of Holy Spirit before."
所以就说他们要受圣灵的洗。
Therefore, several days later, indeed, the Holy Spirit came down on them.
结果几天之后，真的圣灵降到他们身上。
They wait there and pray over there in Jerusalem for about 7 to 10 days.
他们都聚集在耶路撒冷，在那里等待祷告七到十天。
Jesus, I think Peter was a little bit confused. Personally thinking, Peter may be a little bit confused about do not depart from Jerusalem.
我相信当时门徒彼得可能对主耶稣告诉他们不要离开耶路撒冷的指示有一点不解。
So after Peter went out from jail,
当彼得从监狱里面出来的时候
，which is recorded in Acts chapter 12.
The Bible
thought that he considered about this.
这里就讲到说彼得在心中思考。
Then he went to the place where believers are gathered.
所以他就去门徒聚集的地方。
Then the Bible did not even tell us that he entered into the door.
圣经甚至都没有讲到说他进门了。
Then the Bible tells us that he went to other places.
圣经上记载说，他马上就去别的地方。
From that point on, Peter did not station at Jerusalem alone anymore.
从那个时候开始，彼得就不再在耶路撒冷单独居住。
Personally, I think he realized that do not depart from Jerusalem meant that they should wait over there to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以，实际上不要离开耶路撒冷的指示是指让他们在接到受圣灵之前不要离开。
Therefore, we can see later on Peter also do the worldly evangelism.
后来看到彼得就也出来在向全世界来宣道。
So did not depart from Jerusalem is really to wait for the sending of the Holy Spirit.
所以不要离开耶路撒冷，实际上是在等待圣灵的降临。
Today, the church also need to have the sending of the Holy Spirit.
今天教会也需要有圣灵的降临。
You know there are so many churches in the world.
你知道世上有很多的教会。
If you have chance to go to Texas Church.In that particular street, you can see many churches located on that street.
有机会到我们教会在德州的教会的地方那条街上，我们可以看到那同一条街上有非常多的教会。
I'm in Dallas Church, huh?
在达拉斯教会附近。
So when you go to church, it is as if you go a shopping mall. You can have all kinds of churches to choose to go to.
我从那条街上过去的时候，就像是在经过一个商业中心，因为有各种各样的教会等待你去选择。
So you know, every church have its unique features.
每个教会都有他们不一样的地方。
So you can choose any church that you like to go to.
所以每一个教会你都可以去，你可以去选择你想要去的教会。
We really thank God that True Jesus Church was set up by the sending of Holy Spirit.
但是我们感谢神，我们教会是被神所设立的。
In 1917, this church only got built it up when the Holy Spirit came down in 1917, in Peking, China.
是圣灵1917年在北京降临的时候来设立的。
Because this church was sent by the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是被神所差遣。
Really, in this church, we have the gifts of discerning of the Spirit.
所以我们就有来分辨 不同的灵的恩赐。
Last night I ran into a sister who just got baptized recently in a Phoenix church.
昨天晚上我碰到一位最近在凤凰城教会受洗的姐妹。
She shared with me that you know she had a friends keep encouraging her not to pray in tongue.
她跟我分享说，她有一个朋友一直跟她讲说不要来讲方言。
She said that she was able to pray in tongue also in the past.
她虽然过去她会用方言祷告。
This friend says that, but that spirit was very bad to her.
但是这她的朋友说她以前也会用方言来祷告，但是那个灵对她很不友善。
Therefore, she strongly encouraged our sister, you know, you should not be lured to pray for Holy Spirit.
所以她就跟我们这位姐妹讲说，你不要被这位什么讲灵言祷告的方式所吸引。
We know that there are other churches in the world also they speak a kind of tongues.
我们也知道教会世上有其他的教会也讲灵言。
We need to discern about what is the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要学会分辨什么样的灵是圣灵。
A lot of time when I co-work with some holy workers in the church,
很多时候我们在为和教会的同工一起工作的时候，
I noticed that some of the workers indeed know how to discern the difference.
我们有一些同工，我们看到他有恩赐来分辨不同的灵。
When I went to India with one of the co-workers.
当我跟一位同工去印度来宣道的时候，
I saw an Indian lady praying in tongues.
我们看到一位印度妇女在讲灵言祷告。
And the worker started to, you know, started to cast out demons from her.
但是这位同工却来为她来赶鬼。
Because he was aware of that spirit was not pure spirit.
因为那个灵不是圣洁的灵。
So today we really thank God for this. Holy Spirit came in down to the church.
今天我们感谢神差遣圣灵来到教会。
We are able to evangelize because we are sent by the Holy Spirit.
我们能够出去宣道，是因为我们受圣灵的差遣。
Therefore, today we need to rely on the guidance of Holy Spirit to do evangelism.
所以今天我们需要依靠圣灵的带领来做宣道的工作。
See, today for us to evangelize, the blueprint is recorded in the Book of Acts.
所以今天我们宣道的这个蓝本，实际上是在《使徒行传》中有详细的记载。
Today we may have various ways to do evangelism.
我们可能有各种不同的方法来宣道。
I went to WDC this year.
我这次去。
I went to join the worldly WD dedicates conference.
我去这个世界的代表大会。
And some of the churches from different countries, they presented different ways of evangelism.
在那个大会上，不同的国家的信徒给我们介绍他们不同的宣道方式。
Some go to the elementary school to do live education.
有一些到小学去做基本的教育。
Some set up Boy Scouts and to try to do evangelism when they are teaching those Boy Scouts kids.
有一些来组织童子军出去活动，在活动的同时来给他们宣道。
Some use their medical technology to go overseas, to help people with medical technology. At the same time, they evangelize to the people in overseas.
有一些人用他们医学的技术到别的国家去，医学不发达的国家去帮助他们行医，同时也宣道。
So we can see God open various platforms. For people to do evangelism.
我看到神已经打开不同的各种各样的平台，让人来宣道。
But no matter what, we realize that the major or the primary mover of evangelism really comes from the Holy Spirit.
但是无论怎样，我们要知道，我们宣道的动力要从圣灵而来。
How did the church in Jerusalem get set up?
耶路撒冷教会是怎么建立起来的
？I bet the 120 people never thought of maybe to me.Personally thinking, they never think about they were able to baptize 3,000 people in one day.
当时的120人聚在一起，他们可能从来没有想到过，他们可以在一天内来让3,000人受洗。
They were, I bet they cannot imagine that, they cannot anticipate that the Holy Spirit will come at the Pentecost time.
他们也没有意料到，在五旬节那一天，圣灵会降临。
The Holy Spirit to come at that particular day is very important.
圣灵从那一天降临下来却是非常的重要。
Because at that particular day, many overseas Jewish people gathered together in Jerusalem.
因为在那一天， 因为是大节，所以很多犹太人聚集在耶路撒冷。
So when Holy Spirit came down, it produced mighty voice.
当圣灵降下来的时候，声音非常的巨大。
And then attract many people to come to the apostles and the believers.
吸引到很多人来到这些使徒和信徒们聚集的地方。
And Peter got to spontaneously stood up and started to preach.
彼得就当时被圣灵感动，站起来就开始讲道。
You see, I do not believe that sermon was a prepared sermon.
我不相信那次彼得的讲道是事先准备好的。
Because people simply ask him questions, he got to have many doubts about the Holy Spirit. He got to stand up for the apostles and believers and start to explain what was going on.
因为人心中的疑惑，人的问题，他要站起来马上给他们解释。
But if you took all the quoting verses from the Old Testament, actually Peter do not speak many words.
但是如果我们看以前关于彼得的行为的记载，他讲的话语并不多。
Yeah, so you can see that, you know, even with those few words, but because of the movement of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, many people's hearts was pierced by the word of God.
虽然讲话不多，但是因为圣灵的能力，很多人的心就被圣灵所刺透。
And they asked Peter, what shall we do to be saved?
他们就问彼得，我们要怎样做才能得救呢？
You see, this is really from the Holy Spirit.
这是真的是从圣灵而来的力量。
A lot of time when we speak the sermons,
很多时候我们讲道的时候，
when you step down from the podium, people will tell you what you shall do concerning giving a sermon.
当我们从讲台上下来，有人就会向我们建议，我们讲道的时候要注意一些什么事项。
Very few people ask you what we should do about your message.
但是却没有很少人会想说，要按照你的，根据你的信息，我们该怎样子行
？Really, so you can see the Holy Spirit was working mightily at that time.
所以我们看到那个时候，圣灵在那个时候有大能的力量。
It was truly from the mighty work of Holy Spirit.
所以这是。
Guidance of Holy Spirit.
也是圣灵的带领。
You can see, Paul have a chance to speak in a place called Areopagus.
使徒保罗有一次在一个叫 Areopagus 的地方
来讲。Areopagus
的地方在讲道。
You can see that was a well-prepared sermon.
那次的讲道是精心准备的。
Paul studied the culture and realized that there was a non-god the people worship over there.
他在那里 他首先查好了当地的文化，然后他用一种他用一种未知神的这种题目来吸引那边的人来听他的道理。
And he also used poem. That poem was written by their own people, by the Greek people.
他并且用希腊人自己写的诗来引用他们的诗句。
So he put his totality, his talent, his gift and wisdomAll the experiences was put into that sermon.
是吧？他用他所有的才能、所有的智慧、所有的知识放到那一次的讲道中去。
Of course, I bet he also prayed hard.
相信他也非常努力的祷告。
But the consequences was a little bit different.
但是结果却不太一样。
After the service, some people mocked Paul.
在聚会，在他那次讲道之后，有些人开始嘲笑他。
Because Paul mentioned about a resurrection, resurrected Jesus Christ.
因为是保罗提到主耶稣的复活。
Not too many people believe in Jesus.
因为没有很多人能够相信这一点。
So we can see that really today we can work very hard. We can also pray hard.
所以今天我们可以非常努力的做工，非常努力的祷告。
But it's really up to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
但却是在圣灵的带领。
You know, it is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God.
所以不是。依靠能力也不是依靠才能，而是依靠圣灵的力量。
How did Philip build up the church in Samaria?
当圣灵是怎么样子在
？How did Philip?
腓力是怎么在撒玛利亚来建立教会的呢
？Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
我们来看使徒行传第八章第一节。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章一节。
Chapter 8.Verse 1.
八章一节。
Now Saul was consenting to his death, and that time a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Please read verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Nobody expected that the church in Samaria would be built up prior to the persecution.
没有人意料到撒玛利亚的教会是在可以在这个被逼迫之后还可以建立。
But it was the plan of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但这却是主的计划。
Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, when you were empowered by the Holy Spirit, you are able to preach, starting from Jerusalem, then we'll go to Samaria, and later on Judea, the whole land of Judah.
因为在约翰福音记载说，如果
Acts chapter 1,
在使徒行传第一章记载着。 圣灵降下来的时候，你们就得到能力，可以传福音到不同的地方去。
From Jerusalem to Samaria, then to the whole land of Judea.
耶稣说，他们可以在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，一直到撒玛利亚，直到地极来做他的见证。
So you can see that later on, the gospel will preach to Samaria.
所以我们可以看到，后来果然福音传到撒玛利亚。
But nobody expected that it was through persecution.
但是却没有人意料到是。 通过教会受的逼迫而来达到目的。
I mean, Samaria was a town full of, full of possessed, but many people was possessed in this town.
撒玛利亚在城中有很多被鬼附的人。
When gospel preached over there by the mighty power of Holy Spirit, they were cured.
当神的灵到能力临到的时候，他们这些被鬼附的人就得到医治。
Many illnesses was also cured.
有些疾病也得到医治。So
the church got built up.
所以教会就这样子建立起来。
And even though there were great miracles, but nobody received Holy Spirit.
虽然那时候有非常大的神迹，还没有人受圣灵。Therefore,
Peter and John came over to the city and lay hands on those believers.
这是为什么使徒彼得、约翰就来到这个城市，来为他们求圣灵。
Then Holy Spirit came down on them.
他为他们按手, 圣灵就降在他们身上。
So we can see there was a connection between Samaria and Jerusalem.
我们看到撒玛利亚跟耶路撒冷有联合起来。
And we can see the evident guidance of the Holy Spirit at that time.
我们可以清楚地看到圣灵的带领。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
我们来看使徒行传第八章。
Now, after many people believed in Samaria, angels appeared to Philip.
当很多 撒玛利亚人受洗之后，天使就向腓力显现。Acts
chapter 26.
Chapter 26.
Acts chapter 8, verse 26.
8:26.
8:26.
使徒行传8:26.
So he arose and start from 25. Huh? Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road, which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. 27. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopians, who had charge of all the treasury and has come to Jerusalem to worship. You can see when the Holy Word was very prosperous in Samaria. Suddenly, angels talked to Philip to go to a place without any people.
我们可以看到，在撒玛利亚福音兴旺的时候，天使却让腓力到一个非常空旷的地方。
Because it was a desert.
那个地方是旷野。
But because it was spoken by angels, Philip followed the teaching, the guidance of the angel.
但因为是天使的指示，所以他就
And he ran into a eunuch.
他就在路上碰到一位太监。
Now, at that moment, the Holy Spirit speak to Philip.
那时候圣灵就跟他讲话。
You shall, catch up with that chariot go near and overtook this chariot, says the Holy Spirit.
29节记载说，圣灵对腓力说，你去贴近那车走。
So you can see the voice of Holy Spirit and the guidance of the angel was so clear at that time.
我们可以看到天使的话语跟圣灵的带领是多么的清晰。
Therefore, the evangelism was able to be very prosperous.
所以我们可以看到，福音可以大大的发达。
Later on, historian told us that many people in Ethiopia believe in Jesus.
后来圣经上记载说，很多在那个国家就是埃提阿伯。
Historian, not the Bible.
历史上记载说，在这个国家后来的福音，很多人就信主。
So we can see, really, it was through the guidance of Holy Spirit.
也看到是通过圣灵的带领而来。
Today we like to preach to different races.
今天我们要向不同的种族来宣道。
How did Book of Acts talk about preaching to different races?
使徒行传怎么讲关于向不同的民族来传道的
？Jewish people thought that gospel is only for them.
犹太人认为福音是为他们而准备的。
Until one day, Peter saw a vision.
直到有一天，彼得看到一个异象。
He saw a sheet came down from heaven.
看见一块布从天上降下来。
All kinds of unclean birds and creeping animals.
里面有各种不洁净的动物跟爬虫。
And a voice tell him that get up and kill and eat.
有一位声音告诉他说：“起来，把这些动物宰了而吃掉。”
Lord, you know, I never eat anything like this before in my life.
彼得说：“我一生中都没有吃过这些不洁净的动物。”
See, this is unclean animals.
这是不洁净的。
According to Book of Leviticus, we are not able, we shall not, you know, eat it.
按利未记的律法，我们不要，我不可以去吃这种东西。
But a voice told him that, you know, what the Lord cleansed, you cannot call it common or unclean.
声音却告诉他说：“主所洁净的，他不可以称为不洁净。”
Previous day, you know, the angel also appeared to Cornelius.
在那一天之前，有一位天使也向哥尼流来显现。
Specifically, tell him to go to Joppa, look for a person called Peter, Simon.
天使跟这位哥尼流说，他到约帕去，来找这位使徒叫彼得的。
He will tell you what you shall do.
就使徒就彼得就可以告诉他该怎样子行。
See, one, both of them also coming from the mighty work of Holy Spirit, or coming from the work of God Himself.
所以我们看两方都是从圣灵，是从神亲自的。
Therefore, gospel was able to preach to Gentile people.
这是为什么圣灵这个福音可以这样子传到这些外邦人
？Brothers, if you have chance to go to Africa,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们有机会去非洲的话
，You know, many African people they believe in the other denominations.
我们知道很多非洲人相信的是另外的教会。
But if you teach wisdom after staying with them, after you visit them, you teach it with them, you talk to them.
但是如果我们跟他们交流的话
，Really, a lot of people tell you they have a vision, or dreams, or voice. Tell them to seek for the true Jesus Church.
很多人都其实有在，或者是看到异象，或者是看到异梦，受到指示要来寻找真正的教会。
One preacher in Ghana told me, now he is a preacher, yeah? He told me when he first came to True Jesus Church, he has a strong resent and he swear to God he will never step into TJC for another time.
有一位在非洲的其他教会的牧师，他到我们教会来第一次慕道的时候，他非常的不满，他心中下定决心，他跟神发誓说他再也不要回到这个教会。
He had a strong debate with our preacher.
他跟我们的传道人有非常激烈的争辩。
Angrily, he departed from our church.
所以他就从我们教会离开。
But later on, he became our preacher.
但是后来他却成为我们教会的传
道人。
Why? 为什么
？Because in the Spirit, Holy Spirit, open his mouth, specifics, testify that true Jesus Church is the door to heaven.
因为圣灵亲自向他做见证，真耶稣教会是通到天国的门。
It is through the Holy Spirit itself to guide him to come into True Jesus Church.
圣灵亲自带领他来到我们教会。
Now today, for us to preach to different countries or to preach to different territories, it also need to rely on the power of Holy Spirit.
今天我们在不同的地方来宣道的话，我们也要依靠圣灵的能力。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
我们来看《使徒行传》十六章
，verse 6,
第六节。
16 verse 6.
十六章第六节。
16 verse 6.
使徒行传十六章第六节。
Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they was forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. 7.
七节
After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So, passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in, at the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us. 10. Now, after he had seen this vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord has called us to preach the gospel.You see how evident the Holy Spirit guides them to preach.
我看到圣灵是多么清楚的在带领着他们怎么样子来宣道。
They intended to preach in place A. The Holy Spirit forbid them. Praise be, the Holy Spirit forbid them. They do not know where to go, and a vision appeared to them.
他们本来计划要到某一个地方去，圣灵却禁止他们到另外一个地方，圣灵也不许。但是他们不知道去哪里的时候，就有异象向他们显现。
Then they were able to step or go across the ocean to the first town in Europe to preach.
所以这样子，他们才可以跨越、跨过海到欧洲来宣道。
So today, for us to preach to different places, really, we need to rely on the guidance of Holy Spirit.
今天我们到不同地方传道，我们一定要依赖圣灵的带领。
Yes, we can plan.
是的，我们可以计划。
We can execute our plan.
我们也可以来执行我们的计划。
Indeed, we need to pray for the guidance of Holy Spirit.
但是我们要来祷祈求圣灵的带领。
Maybe I share this with you before. There was a local church.
我可能跟大家分享过这个故事。
They love to evangelize to outsiders.
有一个教会，他们非常喜欢来跟外面的人来宣道。
They did not know what to do.
但是他们不知道怎样子行。
So they propose a 保龄球之夜哈 ，bowling night.
所以他们就设立一个保龄球之夜。
They propose that you know we shall invite truth seekers. Anybody like to join us? They can have a free bowling night.
所以他们就提议说，愿意来慕道的人朋友，我们都欢迎他们来跟我们来免费的来玩保龄球。
That night, they have 52 seekers shows up.
所以在那天晚上就有五十几位慕道者。
That was the preparation for the next week's evangelical service.
他们实际上是为下一个礼拜的灵恩会来做灵恩布道会来做准备。
When the evangelical service came, zero out of 50 came to join the evangelical service.
五十个来打保龄球的慕道者，第二个礼拜却一个都没有来参加灵恩布道会。
Of course, I think the brother and sister in that church also try very hard, use all kinds of way to attract brothers and true seekers to come.
我们看到教会的弟兄姐妹的确也非常想尽心思来吸引慕道者。
But really, the most important thing is that the guidance of Holy Spirit.
但是更重要的是圣灵的带领。
If the Lord does not work, we will labor in vain.
如果神不我们同在，我们做的工都是白费。
Therefore, we not only we shall mobilize few people to evangelize, we shall mobilize the whole church to pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不光要发动一些人来出去宣道，我们更要发动整个教会来为宣道来祷告。
You know, if the Holy Spirit is working, we will feel that the burden is very light.
如果圣灵做工的话，我们的担子就可以轻省。
I still remember several years ago, there was a visiting minister visit Pacifica Church.
我还记得几年前有一位传道人到太平洋教会来访问。
That was also for an occasion of evangelical service.
那一次也是为准备一次的灵恩布道会。
Now the resident minister took the visiting minister to visit nearby Berkeley area.
所以注目的传道就带为这位来访问的传道人去参观伯克莱大学附近。
Now when lunchtime is coming, was approaching, the resident minister was driving and asking the guest minister, you know, there are a lot of Chinese restaurants in this street, yeah.You just take a look which one you like. You point it and tell me to stop the car. Then we will eat in that particular store.
所以当这位注目传道带这位传道人访问的传道人在这街上开车的时候，他就跟他说：“你看街上有很多的中国菜馆，你看哪一家比较好的，你就告诉我，我就停在那里。”
Then they stop at a particular buffet, Chinese buffet.
他们就停到一个自助餐馆。
And they dine in that buffet.
他们就在自助餐馆里面吃饭。
That visiting minister was very zealous in preaching.
那位来访问的传道人非常对宣道非常热心。
He noticed that there was a Chinese waitress in that store.
他一看到那个饭馆里面有一位有一位中国招待女招待。
He started to preach to her.
然后他就跟这个女招待来传福音。
Invited her to join that night's evangelical service.
并且来邀请她参加那天晚上的布道会。
And she also invited the waitress also invited her husband.Really, indeed, that night came to the service.
为女招待，并且也跟她的先生真的那天晚上来到我们的布道会。
Guess what? They received Holy Spirit.
结果怎么样子呢？他们就因此而受圣灵。
A new world was opened to them.
对他们来说，一个新的世界在他面前打开。
They got baptized that week.
他们那个礼拜之后，他们就受洗。
Of course, it was a little bit fast.
虽然比较快一点。
But we can see the Holy Spirit was guiding over there.
但是我们却可以看到圣灵在带领他们。
Now, in a particular local church, there was a long time true seekers who was in her 60s, who she did not like to receive water baptism.
另外一间教会，有一位慕道者慕道很长时间，已经60多岁，但他却不愿意来受洗。
We ask her why.
我们问他为什么。
She said, "Oh, I was baptized already."
他说我已经受洗过。
I don't need to baptize the second time.
不需要再第二次受洗了。
Then we discuss with brother and sister, we shall never ever, you know, try to push her or something.
我们就跟弟兄姐妹讲，我们不要来给他压力。
Just let the Holy Spirit work.
我们让圣灵来做工。
So one day when she was cooking in her kitchen,
有一天她在厨房里面煮饭。
Look out to the window from the kitchen.
从窗户外面看出去
，There was an angel appears in the street, in on the tree.
在树上竟有一位天使向他显现
，waving at her.
来看着他
，waving at her.
在向他招手
，as if telling her to come back to the church.
然后好像要
，as if the angel was telling her to return back to the church.
告诉他要回到教会
，because actually she did not come to our church for a while.
因为他那时候已经离开我们教会一段时间。
And the Lord allowed her to have dream too.
神也给她异梦。
She in a dream she knew her best friend, who was a TJC member, was working on a narrow, bright road.
在她梦中，她看到她的朋友是我们教会的信徒，在一条非常窄却光明的道路上行走。
But she was never able to catch up.
但他却没有办法赶上他。
She was never able to walk on that bright narrow road.
他没有办法走到那条窄路上去。
She realized that she need to be baptized.
他意识到他必须要受再次受洗。
So really, everything was under the guidance of Holy Spirit.
的确确，这所有的一切都是在圣灵的带领之下。
So brother and sister, we shall pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们要请求圣灵的充满。
So Holy Spirit can guide our church for its for her evangelism.
所以这样子，圣灵才在我们宣道上可以带领我们所有的工作。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians 6:18.
6:18, 以弗所书6:18.
18 and 19.
6:18-19.
18 and 19.
18-19.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Verse 19.
19节.
And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul here encouraged people to pray all the time.
这里使徒保罗鼓励大家要随时多方祷告祈求
and also to pray for our brothers and sisters
要为众圣徒祈求
and also pray for Paul
也为使徒保罗他自己祈求
therefore Holy Spirit can open Paul's mouth to utter the mystery of the gospel
这样子使他可以得到口才能够放胆讲开
so brothers and sisters
圣福音的奥秘
please we only have 1 week left please spend more time in your prayer
所以弟兄姐妹请在祷告中花更多的时间来纪念
Also pray for the workers.
也为工人来祷告。
I was very lucky when I first came out to serve as a minister.
我出来当传道的时候，我想我是非常幸运的。
在
刚开始非常幸运。
Because there were some senior sisters who do not have, of course, who do not have job, but they are praying sisters.
因为有一些姐妹，她们年纪比较大，没有在工作。但是她们却是真正的一位祷告的姐妹。
And I know, I knew that they indeed spent a lot of time to pray for me.
我们知道她们的确也花了很多时间来在为我祷告。
How did I know that?
为什么我们知道这些呢
？I still remember my first Hosanna outreach.
我记得我第一次在做何塞纳布道会的时候。
I was so nervous at that time.
我非常的紧张。
Because I can't speak English.
因为我英语讲得不好。
Really, I just came out to serve as a full-time preacher.
但是我却出来做全职的传道。
And for some reason, I still remember that was in Irvine Church.
我记得那次是在尔湾教会。
For some reason, my heart was, even though I was very nervous before, but for some reason, my heart was so calm, like a baby, When I sit among the audience before I go to the podium to preach.
虽然我开始很紧张，但后来我的心却慢慢的就非常的平静，非常的安静。
I knew someone was praying for me.
我走到讲台的时候，我知道有些人在为我祷告。
That kind of peace is not, it's not, it's not any pretending, or it's not, oh, that kind of peace was so wonderful.
的平安不是假装出来的，那种平安真的是非常的美好。
And I still remember when I went out to do missionary work in certain region, and I preach in two different churches. Two different churches have two different spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
就有一次到两个教会去参加他们的灵恩布道会。
And I went back to my local church.
那回到我们本地教会的时候。
And one old sister told me.
有一位老姐妹跟我讲。
I knew she always prayed for me.
我知道她一直都为我祷告。
She said that when you were in the first church.I guess you did not do too much work, but in the second church, I guess the Holy Spirit was working mightily. Is that true?
他就跟我说，你去的第一间教会可能没有办法做很多事，但第二间教会圣灵却与你很大能的做工，是不是这样子？
I said, how do you know that?
我就问他，你怎么知道？
She said that she can feel it in her spirit.
他说他在灵中可以感到这一些。
It's really very interesting. I mean, when you pray for someone, you can feel it. You can feel the work of Holy Spirit.
所以真的是非常的有趣，因为在灵中为这个人祷告的时候，你可以感觉到，从圣灵中感觉到这个人的感受。
So really, a lot of workers nowadays, we only have 9 preachers in the United States. We have some deacons, and we have some workers in the local church too. We need to pray for the workers.
我们要为这些工人祷告。我们在美国全职的传道人只有9位，但是还有一些其他的工人，我们要为这些工人来祷告。
So the Lord can give the words into their mouth.
让神可以把他的话交在他们的口中。
They can preach for the Lord.
让他们可以为主来讲道。
That the Holy Spirit work by himself.
这样子圣灵可以通过他们来做工。
Now our prayer should have a goal.
我们的祷告要有目的。
And you know, we should pray a little bit longer. Spend a little bit longer time in prayer.
花更多的时间来祷告。
Let's read again Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
来看《使徒行传》第一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
使徒行传一章十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节。
This all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The Bible here says that they all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication.
圣经中讲到这些人同心合意，恒切祷告。
This kind of prayer, we just mentioned that they probably prayed for 7 days altogether.
我们刚才提到他可能已经祷告七到十天。
Then the Holy Spirit came down.
这样子圣灵才降下来。
So this is a very dedication, a strong dedication into their prayer.
所以他们在祷告中非常的专心。
So today, we also need to put more dedicate. We need to dedicate more energy into our prayer also.
今天我们也要奉献更多的时间、更多的力量在祷告中。
So let our church be a church of prayer.
让我们教会成为祷告的教会。
You can experience the power and the peace and the joy in your prayer.
这样子，我们在祷告中可以体验到神的能力和神的喜乐。
I still remember there was a local church.
记得有一个教会。
Every Tuesday night when they have family service.
每个礼拜二晚上他们有家庭聚会。
They will pray for 30 minutes and another
30
minutes.
祷告30分钟。
They will discuss the Bible.
另外30分钟他们来讨论圣经。
Friday night, they will spend another 50 minutes or so.
晚上他们在祷告十五分钟。
And also Saturday,
同样子礼拜六祷告。
So we can see, eventually the Holy Spirit will work by himself.
这样子看到圣灵后来就在他们教在他们之间做工。
And when we pray, we should always remember not only pray for ourselves but pray for the prosperity of the church.
在祷告中，我们不光是要为自己祷告，更要为教会的兴旺来祷告。
Let's turn to Psalm 122 verse 6.
我们来看诗篇。122篇第六节
Psalm 122 verse 6
诗篇122篇第六节
122 verse 6
122篇第六节
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity within your places. The Bible here encourages us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Then, prosper. They who pray for Jerusalem will have, those who love Jerusalem will have prospered. Huh?
这样的话,
and shall have peace and prosperity. Huh?
会有平安,
so let's do not forget about this event. I heard a sermon tape from one of the workers talk about a church in Taiwan.
我听过一盘录音带讲到台湾的教会。
That church was a church of prayer.
那个教会是祷告的教会。
He says that a lot of time, many people will pack the prayer room before the service started and after they go home, before they go home from the church.
他说那个祷那教会的祷告是在聚会开始的时候和聚会结束，在他们回家之前总是充满着人，挤满着人。
And at that period of time, there are a lot of miracles and signs in that local church.
在那段时间，他们就有很多的神迹，很多的奇事出现。
Really, a little sister who was mute for years, due to her illness, yeah, for years and suddenly because of prayer, suddenly she was able to open her mouth to speak.
有一位小姐妹因为疾病常年没办法说话，但是因为祷告，突然有一天她就开始讲话。
And not only that, many sisters experienced that when they pray, their knee, as if their knee got lift up from the ground, lift up pretty high from the ground.
有很多姐妹祷告的时候，觉得她的膝盖被圣灵带领，能够从地上提上来。
And even possessed people, some sisters dare to receive the possessed people to their house.
甚至有被鬼附的人，弟兄姐妹们，有这个勇气，让这个被鬼附的人在他们家里来住下来。
And pray for them.
为他祷告。
And later on they were cured.
后来他们就得医治。
Because of the prayer, the holy work was very, very, very lively.
因为祷告，圣功就非常的活泼。
So please, let's try to learn from those churches.
让我们从这些教会中来学习。
Since next week we have spiritual convocation.
下个礼拜就灵恩布道会。
Please remember all the true seekers in your heart.
在我们心中为所有的慕道者来祷告。
Please pray for this event.
让我们为这些圣会来祷告。
May the Lord give you prosperity and peace.
愿神给我们兴旺跟平安。
Let's turn to the sing hymn.
我们的唱诗。
247.
47首。
247.
Thank you.